Today's thinking story is The Alchemist's Machine by Mike Fleetham. Shreem was a white-haired alchemist who lived alone in a cottage at the edge of a village. Although he was rarely seen, the villagers were very interested in what he did. They'd heard rumours that alchemists could turn metal into gold somehow. However, they were also very scared of him because they had heard another rumour too, that alchemists could turn every bone in a person's body to dust. So the villagers left Shreem alone, always wondering about him, but hardly ever daring to approach his cottage. Shreem was both amused and annoyed by the villagers' behaviour. You see, most of the rumours about him were inaccurate. Yes, he did know how to change metal into gold, but he wasn't really interested in making himself rich. He could turn bone into dust, but he didn't particularly enjoy the mess afterwards. But what did interest him immensely was change itself. Shreem was fascinated when one thing became something else, when it shrank, grew, became a different colour, dissolved, or even disappeared. And that's what Shreem was busily doing, hidden away in his cottage at the end of the village. Shreem was searching for the secrets of change, and he had discovered a great deal already. The reason he had discovered a great deal was that he had invented a machine to help him. Shreem's machine was like no other. It looked like a tall, fat egg, and it was made from brass. It sat in a wooden cradle supported by legs carved to look like an eagle's talons. On the left-hand side of the egg was a door, and attached to the right-hand side of the egg was a tube. A piece of parchment was stuck to the outside of the egg. All Shreem did to operate his machine was to write the change he wanted to take place on the parchment, put something in the egg through the door, and wait to see what curious creation shot out of the tube. Shreem's machine was very powerful, but it was very dangerous too, as it could make any change take place. Any change at all. If he was investigating something big, like life, Shreem would write on the parchment, "Give it life." Then he would open the egg's door and put in an everyday object like a pencil, a button, or a pin. Not long after, out of the tube would appear not just a pencil, a button, or a pin, but a living, breathing pencil, button, or pin. Shreem would catch these odd creatures, observe them, and carry out tests to learn about the changes that had taken place. When he had finished, he would write on the parchment, "Remove life," and place the frightened creatures back in the egg again, catching the lifeless object as it flew out of the tube. Shreem was always careful to reverse any change he made, as anything else might have had a disastrous impact on the world. One day, Shreem was using his machine to make things that defied gravity. So far, he had produced a hovering pencil, a floating pin, and a button that was bobbing up and down by his left ear. Unknown to Shreem, someone had ignored the scarier rumours about alchemists and had crept up to his cottage and was watching him through his study window. This someone was Helen Mackenzie, a young girl who was a great deal braver and a whole lot poorer than the other villagers. If the old man at the edge of the village could make gold, then she wanted to know how to do it. When your bones ached with hunger, it was worth the risk of having them turned to dust to find out something like that. Helen stayed crouched by the window all day, watching closely and memorising everything that Shreem did with the machine. As the sun set and the stars appeared, she watched him finish his experiments and tidy up before finally disappearing upstairs to bed. When she was sure that it was safe to move, Helen stretched her stiff joints, quietly loosened the window catch, opened the window, and climbed into the cottage. She tiptoed across the study to Shireen's machine and ran her hands over its shiny body. Then she looked at the parchment attached to it. Shireen's defy gravity experiment was the last one on the list. Helen was desperate to change ordinary things into gold, so she and her family wouldn't be poor or hungry any longer. However, just as she began to write the words of her request on the alchemist's machine, she had an idea that would not only change her life, but one that would change the world forever. What do you think it was?